Blackstone Audio presents The Anatomist's Apprentice, a Dr. Thomas Silkstone mystery by Tessa Harris. This book is read by Simon Vance. To my parents, Patsy and Jeffrey, my husband, Simon, and children, Charlie and Sophie, with love and thanks. It matters not how a man dies, but how he lives. The act of dying is not of importance. It takes so short a time. Dr. Samuel Johnson, 1769. Prologue. Time, they say, is a great physician. It is not, however, a good anatomist. Time may help heal the wounds to the soul left by the physical departure of a friend or the death of a loved one, but to an anatomist, a corpse, devoid of any signs of life save that of maggots and blowflies, is an altogether different matter. When the very bacteria that once fed on the contents of the intestines begin to digest the intestines themselves, then time becomes an enemy. What you are about to read is the story of a man whose name has been lost in the mists of history, but to whom modern crime-fighting owes so much. Just over 200 years ago, anatomists were not afforded the luxury of cold storage to retard the putrefaction process. When a man died, dissection, if it were deemed necessary or desirable, had to be performed quickly before the body attracted flies and the flesh began to rot. The dissecting rooms of Georgian London were no place for those of a delicate constitution at the best of times, let alone in the summer, when the stench of hydrogen sulphide mingled with methane and ammonia was enough to make even those with cast iron.